So here we are, one verse this morning. Thanks be to God, verse 18 of chapter 5 of 1 Thessalonians. And I just want to preach to you for a few minutes and think of what God's Word says here. One verse says, in everything give thanks. You know, that's hard to do sometimes. You know, sometimes things just happen and aren't fun, and we get bad news or things just happen. But the Bible says, this is not me, the Bible says, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we have already been blessed. We've been blessed by the music here. Father, you're singing through Michael and Harlan. Father, you've touched our lives already. It's all been about Jesus, not been about Middle Cross Ministries. And Father, we want to just prepare our hearts now to hear your word spoke. And Father, you tell us to give thanks in everything. And God, can I just say that sometimes that's hard? But then I'm reminded that you yourself, Lord God, put your son on the cross and watched him die. And that had to be hard. But Father, we give you thanks in the death of Jesus Christ and in his resurrection because we have salvation. Forgiveness of sin and eternal life. Father, we give you thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. In his name we pray. Amen. Restoration experts in northern England have been working hard the last few years, working to uncover and preserve the treasures of the Auckland Castle, which is about 500 years old. Earlier this year, they exposed the original framing around the door between the butler's pantry and the dining room. And inscribed in that wooden panel above the door were these words, Est Deo Gratia. In the Latin, the phrase means, thanks be to God. And every time guests looked through the kitchen and saw food coming to their table, they were prompted to be thankful. Thanks be to God, they would say, for the food they were about to eat. Wouldn't it be great to engrave that phrase on the lintels of our minds? How wonderful to recognize every blessing that God sends to us as it comes our way to say, thanks be to God. Gratitude is the attitude that reclaims our spirits in times of disappointment and stress. However bleak our circumstances could be today, we can always find reasons to say, thanks be to God. That little phrase can get us through difficulty. That little phrase can lift us up from defeat. That little phrase can go a long way. When we realize and understand, God says, give thanks to everything, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus, which concerns you. Amen? For example, earlier this year, the remains of Christians slain in Liberia, they were returned to their families there in Egypt. The father of one of the victims said of his son, thanks be to God, he died a hero. He and his brothers and the martyrs did not abandon their faith. Those words and that attitude that are behind them are profound. Thanks be to God. What a privilege to incorporate those four syllables into the vocabulary of our daily life, whatever that day may bring us. And those words are especially powerful because they're coming from God's holy word, the Bible. Amen. This week is Thanksgiving, a time for families to gather together and enjoy the blessings of life that God has bestowed upon us. Maybe you'll spend some time this week or on Thanksgiving Day writing down what you are thankful for. Oh, we're all thankful for our families, the houses we live in, our jobs, our health, our clothes, cars, food, the list goes on and on and on. Prayerfully, I'll be able to visit my mom this week for a couple days. I know on Wednesday night when we go to church, I know their church service on Wednesday before Thanksgiving goes like this. There'll be a time of testimony. Every person can share what they are thankful for. And you know, that's all good. That's why we celebrate Thanksgiving. So with that in mind this morning, I want to quickly look at five reasons why to say thanks be to God. The first one is this, thanks be to God for setting us free. Amen? That phrase first appears in Romans chapter 6, verse 17. Here's where we read, but God be thanked, Paul says, that ye were the servants of sin, but now you have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which has delivered you. Amen, hallelujah, thank God. We are free from sin, amen. That's reason to give thanks to God. You see what happened the moment we accepted and found Jesus Christ as our Savior? We're set free from sin and death and hell and condemnation. Amen. Boy, I'm thankful for that. No matter what may happen on earth, I've been set free from sin, death, hell, and condemnation. Paul Schachlinger was a man who was stationed aboard a naval vessel caught in Typhoon Cobra in 1944. The story is he was tossed around like a rag doll as the storm battered his ship. Nearby vessels capsized under the violent waters as Paul's ship rolled dangerously from side to side. One thought kept going through his mind on that terrible night. It was a question about his spiritual condition. He kept thinking about what his brother had asked him years ago. Paul, are you saved? Back on land, as they got through that typhoon, Paul quickly found a church service to attend. The minister concluded his sermon by saying these words, and I quote, "If there should be someone here tonight, civilian or military, who would like to enter into a right standing with God by receiving Christ as your personal Savior, please come down to the front so I can speak to you personally." Well, immediately, Paul walked to the front, knelt down in prayer, and with tears of thanksgiving, he made a decision to accept Christ into his life and be set free. He later took that message of Jesus to the Amazon jungle, where he served for 4 decades, 40 years, as a missionary, all the while never losing sense of his gratitude for the one who had saved him both physically and had saved him spiritually or eternally. You know, sometimes the Lord allows us to sail into storms in order to get our attention directed toward Him. Amen. Sometimes God uses suffering and pain to prompt us to consider our spiritual condition. But only by receiving Christ as Lord and Savior can we honestly say, thanks be to God, I've been saved. So this morning, be thankful for your salvation. Be thankful to God for setting you free. Amen. Secondly, thanks be to God for victory over sin. Despite our freedom in Christ, can I just admit, Jesus followers, all of us, Pastor, Miss Jean, the deacon, Sunday school teachers, people in the pews, all of us still struggle with sin and temptation. Amen. Perhaps you're trying to fight off some sin this morning, something that's deeply plaguing you. The same Savior who frees you from the penalty of sin can give you victory over its power in your daily walk. Amen. In Romans chapter 7, Paul confessed his own struggle with temptations. And he ended that passage by saying these words, "Oh, what a wretched man that I am! Who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord." It's true, we're complex individuals. We often walk in weakness. We often face endless problems. How easily we can become dominated by anxiety or anger or addiction or a thousand other failures. But as we grow in Jesus, listen to this, as we grow in Jesus, we grow in victory. And as we grow in victory, we grow in attitude toward God. One of the best ways to combat temptation that I have found is through temptation is to go through it with thanksgiving in my heart. Suppose, if you will, you're struggling with jealousy towards someone who is blessed with something that you want. Can I just say this? Don't let envy creep into your life. Instead, just say, thanks be to God. List the situation and the things which you can be thankful for and praise the dear Lord. It's been said that temptation has no answer to thanksgiving. And the devil does not know, and he cannot penetrate a grateful heart. And so therefore, be thankful to God for victory over sin. And then thirdly, we say thanks be to God for victory over death. That special phrase, thanks be to God, is found again a third time in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. The Apostle Paul writes these words, "O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory over death through our Lord Jesus Christ." What's he saying there, Pastor? Even in the face of death, get this, even in the face of death, we can shout, Es Deo Gratia, thanks be to God. In 1712, there was a preacher by the name of Richard Stretton. After his many years of service, he passed away. At his memorial service, his friend Matthew Henry preached on this very word, thanks be to God. He told the mourners there that day, it is our duty in everything to give thanks. When we are burdened with the sense of guilt, we ought to say, thanks be to God. There is rest in Christ, we should be saying. When we mourn with our afflictions, we ought to say, thanks be to God. For these afflictions are designed to further us along on our way to heaven. Later in that same sermon, he said these words, and I quote, I and many others have lost a faithful friend today. But thanks be to God, our loss is his gain. Thanks be to God, he not only rests from his labors, but his works follow him. Thanks be to God for the good hope that we have through God's merciful grace. End quote. You know, grief is a natural process. It's necessary for us to go through that. But in God's timing, we can climb out of our sorrow, rung by rung, using truths behind that phrase, thanks be to God. Our time on earth is brief, but through Jesus' resurrection, we have hope. No, we have assurance of heaven for all eternity. Oh, we have victory over death because of Jesus. And as we cultivate with a grateful spirit, our heartaches here on earth eventually become hallelujahs. So thanks be to God for victory over death. It's hard to go through death. I know that. We've all gone through that. But I've also preached a lot of funerals where you just don't know if that person was a believer or not. And there's a different atmosphere in the air. Oh, to that one who's a believer lying in state, and we rejoice and celebrate their life, and we know that they're in heaven or with the presence of God for all eternity. That's wonderful. And people are saying, hallelujah, praise God. But then when I'm called upon to do those, and there's no word about salvation, there's no word about God or Jesus or church, all we can say is the person's in the hands of a righteous and just God. But there's a difference. And what's that difference? Because the believer, the Christian, has victory over death. Yeah. And we can celebrate that. Fourthly, we can say thanks be to God because he spreads his message of the gospel, of hope, of salvation through us. What a privilege it is to share the message to others. Thanks be to God. Someone said, do you like preaching? Can I just say this? I love it. The last several weeks, a couple months, you guys have been so gracious. And Pastor, you know, that was a good sermon, Pastor. And you text me, you email me, you call me, you pat me on the back. And God is speaking here and things are happening. And the other night I was thinking, I'm due for a bad one pretty soon because I got to keep myself humble. But it's fun to share the love of God. Did you see Brother Michael and Brother Hart? I saw fun in your faces. And it wasn't because your father and son are just having a good time. You're singing about Jesus. God spreads his message through us. Paul wrote to us in 2 Corinthians 2:14. He says these words, now thanks be to God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and make manifest the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Jim, can I mention your name this morning? Thanks. I was speaking with Jim the other day on Wednesday night, and he was excited. He's been sharing with one of the guys he works with out there between hammering nails, just sharing a little bit of love of Jesus. He said, I'm not sure if he's getting it. And then he said, Pastor, you know, I think I'm right about this. He walked off on me one time. That's good. And Jim was like, man, I'm happy about that. Thanks be to God, we get to share the message of Christ. If you're reading in Ezekiel this month, which is the book of the month that we're reading, you will read that God told Ezekiel what? Some will listen and some won't. You just keep saying the word. Some are hard-headed, some are hard-hearted. Ezekiel, you just keep preaching the word because there will be some who will hear. And how do we know that next person who hears will give their heart to Christ and go and do some great things for the Lord. I didn't tell you the whole story about Paul. I mean, he was a sailor in World War II, and some things were happening on that ship, but God got his attention. Who would have thought that that rough old sailor would have been a missionary in the jungles for 40 years? That's what God does. He spreads his message through people like him and us. One of Billy Graham's early mentors was a man by the name of Dr. V. Raymond Edmond. As a young man, Dr. Edmond longed to be a missionary to Ecuador. But somewhere along the line, his health broke down while he was serving in the jungle there, and he sought to recover, get his physicalness back. He took a voyage aboard a Dutch freighter and spent some time outlining 2 Corinthians. When he came to chapter 2 of 2 Corinthians, he was staggered by these words, "Thanks be to God, who always leads us in triumph possession in Christ." Dr. Edmond read that sentence slowly, prayerfully, phrase by phrase, over and over again. He sensed a great contrast between that verse and his present physical condition. Here he was, a broken man, broken, unsure, anxious about his future, not even far from death's door. And yet, according to the Apostle Paul, and according to 2 Corinthians chapter 2, life was to be ongoing. It was to be an unbroken triumph. Climbing to the deck of that ship, Dr. Edmond prayed for a triumphant spirit. And there he yielded himself afresh to Christ. He never got to go back to Ecuador and be a missionary, but from that day forward, God began to use him in an unprecedented way. And under the influence of the mighty power of the Holy Spirit, a whole generation of young men and women arose to follow and serve Christ and his church through his preaching and his teaching. And one of those students was the Reverend Billy Graham. Well, who's Billy Graham, Pastor? Billy Graham was an evangelist who preached from 1949 to the end of his death last year at the age of 99. Some say he preached in every country of the world. Some say he preached 100 million people. Some say 10 million people got saved over the course of his 60 years of preaching. Could it have been that his early mentor, Dr. V. Raymond Edmond, had a hand in that behind the scenes? Only God knows. But God spreads his message through every single one of us. We all face discouraging days. The Bible says, be thankful for them. For God leads us in triumph, amen. His victory over even all of these circumstances. We can still be used by God to share Jesus to the next generation, amen. Today we celebrate our 62nd anniversary of the church. I'm so thankful for the initial vision that Clayton Taylor had for wanting to start a church in this neighborhood in 1956. We weren't even called Portage then, it was Garyton. I've read the history of the city and people have told me Mulberry Avenue right here that we're on was the main street going through Garyton. Clayton Taylor had a vision. This place needed a church. I'm so thankful for those few who joined him in that vision. There was three other couples that said, I'll go with you, Mr. Taylor. I'll help out. I'm so thankful for Pastor Leroy Vaught, our first pastor who worked tirelessly for long hours to establish this church, all the while working a full-time job in the mills. I'm so thankful for the pastors who have followed him, W.E. Jones, Bill Smith, Jay Morse, Norman Johnston, Rodney Rudd. I'm so thankful for all of the wonderful lay people like you who have kept this ministry going here for 62 years. And here we are today. Some of those people are you. To do what? To carry on for the next generation. I'm so thankful that the name of Jesus can be spread through us like a life-giving aroma to a decaying world that we live in. That was evident yesterday as 20 of you served feeding 1,550 turkey meals. That was a great thing to see. They let me tag along and kind of watch. God just spoke to me in great volumes. I got to see something. It's great to be a part of that. I was sharing with a lot of people, our little church, Grace Baptist, perhaps we can't do that alone, But see, a lot of churches were thinking that. But together, look what happened. It started out feeding 500 meals. And they reported yesterday, not 500, not 1,000, not 1,500, Brother Harlan, 1,550 meals were being served this weekend. And you guys were part of sharing Christ doing that. I'm so thankful that you and I are continuing to proclaim the good news of the saving power of Jesus Christ. So thanks be to God, who continues to spread his message of love and hope through Grace Baptist Church. And then lastly, thanks be to God for Jesus. Paul writes to us in 2 Corinthians 9:15. He employed that phrase a fifth time, thanks be to God for his unspeakable, better word is indescribable, gift. That verse comes at the end of a prolonged passage about financial stewardship. If you'll read 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, we are exhorted to excel in the grace of giving. We are to give cheerfully. We are to give of our talents, of our service, of our finances, of ourselves. We are to do it in a cheerful manner to the Lord. At the same time, remembering how God is able and does supply all of our needs. And so Paul concluded that passage there in 9:15. He says, thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. And what was that gift? Was it a bigger house? No. Was it a new car? No. Well, I know it was a boat, right? No. It was a piece of land, right, Pastor? No. You see, those words remind us that our gifts for the Lord's work are simply reflections of the greatest gift ever given. And here's what it is: God's free gift of eternal life through Jesus Christ, his Son, our Savior and our Lord. And so, in other words, all of this just means thanks be to God for Jesus. That says it all, doesn't it? I mean, that just says it all. So let us go through this week and the rest of our lives with this phrase engraved in our hearts and our minds, thanks be to God. A grateful heart will lift your spirit. It will honor your Savior. It will frustrate our enemy, and it will magnify our influence on the world. And whatever you're going to go through today or this week, take a deep breath, count your blessings, look to Jesus, and say these words five times. Es Deo gracia. Thanks be to God. 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 Let us pray.